Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 252 of Heroes Unlimited, and we are discussing animal abilities. This is a big umbrella group of superpowers here in the major super abilities section. And after many, many days of discussion of superpowers that involve turning into different natural elements, we're now at last onto something different, powers that you gain from taking on the aspect of different kinds of animals. This is not animal transformation. We're going to get to that later. You don't actually turn into a bear or a tiger or a wolf or what have you. You're just kind of wolfy, kind of tigery, and this gives you abilities that you would expect. Now, animals, as you may know, if you've been reading your zoo books, as I have recommended in the past, they're badass. There's lots of powerful animals who have natural abilities well suited to crime fighting. The immense strength of the bear, the natural hunting prowess of the tiger or lion, the speed of the hoofed animal. Of course, we're really referring here to horses, but the category is actually hoofed, which means that if you were bitten by a radioactive sheep, you become a really good runner, just like by process of superpower free association. All individual animal abilities are pretty paint by numbers. They all do the same sorts of things, and it's fairly mechanically simple. So what I fixated on first thing when I read this page, looking for something to talk about here on the podcast, was a category that I was going to make fun of. A category I was going to say was goofy, the category of fish. Oh no, criminals tremble at the name of Timmy Tuna, I was prepared to say in my ignorance. Then, while doing my due diligence for the podcast, I looked up, just to make sure I wasn't wildly out of line, what is the world's strongest fish? Google, strongest fish. Now, fortunately, Google is a genius, and so Google was like, strongest fish. Well, I don't know about that, but would you be interested in the toughest fish? Because if so, may I direct you to an article from Outdoor Life magazine, the manliest magazine on the goddamn planet, entitled The Toughest Fish on Earth. And I was like, yes, please, Google, tell me all about it. So I went to this article from Outdoor Life, and I'm so glad that I did, because I learned some things about tuna, and about all fish, and about myself as a man. Namely, while, you know, gender is a beautiful spectrum, and I'm not trying to shame or disparage myself or anyone else, there is a traditional kind of masculinity, the kind of masculinity that inspires you to go out and try to fist fight with nature, by land or by sea. That kind of masculinity is not the kind I have or prefer, but it is a kind I am fascinated by, and I have found it in purest crystalline form in this article from Outdoor Life. This prose, my God, this prose. For those of you who are interested, you can look it up. It is Outdoor Life. It is entitled The Toughest Fish on Earth. Just listen to this opening paragraph calculated to make you fear fish. Quote, there are fish that ratchet the idea of toughness up to a rarefied level. A toughness that leaves amateurs and expert fishermen alike in physical and mental shock. These fish, once you are joined to them, and despite even the best of muscle tackle, will pummel you with a ferocity that will rubberize your legs, brutalize your belly, reduce your arms to trembling twigs. Your synapses will malfunction, and every muscle you own will screech, enough, but you'll be too stubborn to give in. Seriously, I'm not making this up. Once you are, quote, joined to the fish, it will pummel you. It will leave you in physical and mental shock. It will brutalize your belly. Motherfucker just jumped into the boat and headbutted me in the stomach. What? I'm scared of fish now. I mean, Outdoor Life is pretty optimistic. You'll be too stubborn to give up, will I? Because I don't feel that stubborn. Not while I'm being pummeled by fish. Anyway, this article proceeds to describe in loving, almost erotic detail, the difficulty of tussling with the ocean's baddest ass fish. And while some of this is just style, some of it is fact, I did learn, I'm humbled, fish are very fast, fish are very strong, fish are very tough. I'm on the point of thinking that Heroes Unlimited is actually underselling what fish are capable of. I'm sorry, I know I'm supposed to be talking about Heroes Unlimited, but I'm so fascinated by this article. You have to indulge me. What this article assures me is that there are a number of fish who are immensely strong, who, if you could harness their proportional powers to fight crime, you'd be a real fucking beast. Because no man can match the power of these fish, although it's exciting to try. The author of this article is clearly excited to try, if you take my meaning. This is, in places it reads like a penthouse letter. This is like fucking Dear Outdoor Life. I never thought it would happen to me. Listen to this. Tell me this doesn't sound like the beginning of an erotic furry fanfic set on a fishing boat. Next to bluefin tuna, greater amberjacks are, pound for pound, as hard fighting a fish as you'll meet. Like tuna, they don't jump. But when one slams your bait, there is no question as to what's happening. No question. No question in my mind what's happening, for sure. That fish is about to get fucked. You think I'm exaggerating, but that's just the amberjack. That's only like something like the eighth toughest fish in the planet. This author is reserving his real love for the tarpon. Just listen to this fucking ode to aquatic rough trade. My undying love for these things is no secret. They remind me of the finale of a 4th of July fireworks display. There are times when they feel your hookup and come straight at you. Gills audibly rattling, mouth as big around as a Dutch oven, saucer-sized eyes glaring with a wild stallion craziness. Those are the good ones. The bad ones sulk and run. Oh, you like it when they run, don't you? You fucking pervert. Wild stallion craziness. This guy is in an unhealthy S&M relationship with the ocean. I'm concerned for his safety. But it's not all like this kind of funny pseudo-sexual stuff. Some of the style here is just like, I mean, these are some of my favorite sentences I've ever read about any topic, fish or any. Winners of the fish category, high in the running for best sentence in the world, in my opinion. I think it's because of the fishing lingo, which is just like active, hard-nosed language. I swear that I'm about to get back to Heroes Unlimited, but you got to hear this shit. This is still about the tarpon, the beloved firework fish that came straight at him when it felt his hookup. You can toss plugs to tarpon on glorified bass tackle with reels that have sufficient line capacity and splendid drags. Soak live mullet, tempt them with chunks of dead bait, troll for them or throw flies on their noses. The finest sport is sight fishing in shallow water, leading them like a wing shooter, firing home a cast and watching a mouth open. Soak live mullet? I mean, I know there's a literal denotation, but just the sound of it. Throw flies on their noses, lead them like a wing shooter, toss plugs. Over the course of this recording, I have grown a full beard. That's how manly this fucking prose is. But anyway, we got to talk about Heroes Unlimited. I'm closing this tab. Go look up this article. You'll love it. Here's the thing. I am prepared to concede that a bluefin tuna, per the Outdoor Life article, is unquestionably the baddest fish on the planet. The Ken Shamrock of the sea. What I'm not so sure about is the implementation in the Heroes Unlimited rules. Because while the other animals, like for example the bear, get linear bonuses, like straight constant bonuses to their strength or whatever other stat, like a bear gets a plus 1d6 to physical strength, somebody with lion powers or tiger powers gets a plus 1d6 to physical strength and a plus 2d4 to physical prowess, the fishy individual, your Timmy Tuna, doubles their physical strength while underwater. This is nuts. We've talked about the problems with multipliers before. We talked about this back with underwater abilities. And Timmy Tuna here gets multiple multipliers, gets a times 2 to physical strength while underwater, and also gets a swim speed equal to 5 times land speed. If you got fish powers and underwater powers, we're talking about a times 25 to your base speed. If you're also a fish alien, forget about it. Mystically bestowed? We could easily be talking about multiple times supersonic speed underwater. At that speed, diving out of the water and headbutting a manly fisherman, no fucking problem. You can jump into space if you want to. That's past escape velocity. That's like if you need a bigger challenge. If you're Timmy Tuna, heir to the vast strength of the bluefin heritage, and you're like, well, there's no challenges left for me on Earth. Time to go fuck up the fisherman in outer space. Splash, up out of the water, past the moon, and out into the cosmos. But the speed honestly is not as big a deal as the strength. Because unlike speed, strength is something you can get huge bonuses to and hugely consequential bonuses to from other sources. There are a lot of heavy hitters on strength, right? There are giant robots, there are superpowered aliens, there's like over in Rifts you got your dragons, you got your rock men, you got your giants. Everybody's kind of vying for like the highest strength score, the highest damage. But Earth's mightiest hero, bar none, is Timmy Tuna, at least potentially, because he can take the same kind of superpowers everybody else can, but he can double that strength when he's underwater. And I really don't understand the logic of this, because no offense to the bluefin tuna, which I fully believe could murder me and my whole family. No doubt a fish that could pummel and brutalize me in a way that certain fishermen I could name would enjoy watching. A masochist's dream is the harsh discipline of the bluefin tuna, but nonetheless, is a fish like multiple times as strong as a tiger when it's in the water? Is a tuna not just stronger, but much stronger than a horse or a bear? And speed too. I mean, if you've got hoofed animal abilities, so horse abilities, you get to keep getting faster every level. But nonetheless, for most of your career, you're slower running on land than Timmy Tuna, if he's got the running skill, is swimming underwater. And that's before any other multipliers. This exponential curve is just out of control, to the point that it's just goofy. Like, I understand in practical terms, it's not too big a power balance issue, because how many of your super fights really happen underwater? Well, the answer is, if Timmy Tuna's on the team, and let's be honest, I mean, the star of the team, the leader of the team, he's a fucking beast, then very well, many of your adventures may be underwater. He's got an NPC cast down there, probably. This is Aquaman syndrome all over again, except now when you go down there, it's all Tuna all the time. It's like, stand back, Superman, stand back, Green Lantern. This looks like a job for Tuna. And he's right. He's so much stronger than other superheroes. Properly built, I feel like nothing can touch Tuna power. And he's fast. I mean, he's good at everything. I mean, the fish is the consummate animal combatant. No wonder it's out there having death matches with fishermen. It's hunting the deadliest game, because that's the only challenge on Earth for the tuna. With fish powers, you get a 98% swim skill. You can breathe underwater or on land indefinitely. You double your strength underwater. You can see in the dark. You add to your SDC quite a bit too, like almost as much as you would get from tiger or lion powers. You add to your physical prowess, not quite as much as a tiger, but more than, say, a wolf, almost as much as a house cat, and you can control other fish. Which, now that we know all this shit, that's maybe the scariest thing of all. I mean, shit, you got your hands full with Timmy Tuna. Now, underwater, with his buddies, you're in fucking Tuna Town, my friend. Get ready to get jumped. Listen to this. Yes, I opened the tab again. Listen to this. Big eye, dog tooth, long tail. Even the black fin and little tunny are no quit fighters. But it's the top tier yellow fin and king of them all, bluefin tuna, that can, quite literally, break your heart. Per Outdoor Life magazine. Citation, Outdoor Life magazine. A tuna can literally break your heart. Okay, I need you to understand, we're talking about a 1,500 pound fish that will charge directly at you, into you, through your chest, destroying your heart and out the other side. That is what a tuna is, my friend. You don't need to be tangling with 14 of these guys on top of Timmy Tuna. Just leave. Just go. Fish another day. It's like an old friend of mine once told me about a Coke party that he invited me to that I did not attend. You'll be fine. Just, if anybody looks upset at you, leave right away. And that's how you should treat the ocean when there's tuna around. Yeah, the immense power of these fish abilities, it's just out of hand. Even conceding the vast power of tuna in nature, which is real, these multipliers, they're just out of control. And it would be one thing if this were like the power cosmic and it had multipliers so that other characters will never catch up with a well-built character who has power cosmic. That would be appropriate. But the fact that like the best strength build always has to involve fish powers, it's just goofy. It's dumb. But then I can't complain too much, because it did introduce me to this article from Outdoor Life, which has just made my day. Ultimately, fighting a fish to the death is just a thing of joy. In fact, let me close today with a quote about the marlin, which, for your information, scores a 9.7 on the tough scale. If a marlin in the air doesn't bring a shout of primal joy from you, there's something wrong with your wiring. Or perhaps it's just that your throat's dried up from fighting the beast. True words. Really gives you something to think about. And speaking of throats, mine's not doing so great after reading Outdoor Life in the manly man voice. So join me next time as we discuss the darker side of animal abilities on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.